Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
As a plant-based cheese company, Daiya has never talked about beef in an ad before, because someone somewhere once had a beef with saying beef and plant-based together. So putting a slice of Daiya cheese on a beef burger, not okay. Well, our delicious melty cheese has a beef with your beef about beef, because any step towards plant-forward eating is a step in the right direction. Daiya, 100% plant-based, even if you're not. Now made with Daiya Oat Cream Blend.
Hey, you sneaky freaks. Do you like this show? Do you want the full 360 experience?
You know you do. Just go to YouTube and search for Sex Talk with My Mom and watch us.
You are listening to a pleasure podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Not me. I'm thinking everything but the fisting sounded good.
The large bad dragon dildos?
No, maybe that would not be it.
It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born.
Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Poder.
And I'm his lovely mother, Karen Lee Poder. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, mother?
Well, very good now that we got this system going. We're still recording remotely, you guys, you little sneaky freaks.
I'm still in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Showing off his little accent.
What do you call it? Your motherland? The land of my ancestors?
Your homeland.
Yep. And where are you, mother?
In not so sunny Los Angeles. It's actually been raining here for a couple of days, which is like hilarious because people here freak out because they're so not used to seeing rains. They're wearing rain boots, umbrellas, raincoats. I mean, it's a little sprinkle. It's nothing.
Mother, this show is called Sex Talk with My Mom. We're supposed to get into the juicy, heavy stuff. We're not talking about weather on this fucking thing.
I know. Okay. Let's get into it because it's a juicy question that I personally came up with.
You came up with it. I was a little disturbed by it. This is the question of the week. If you were to make a sex tape / if you've made a sex tape, what would it look like? Now, I think because you started this question, first of all, how did you even come up with this fucking thing?
I don't know. My thoughts go through my head and I just like write them down and I'm like, oh, this would be a good question. It started with me thinking, what genre of porn would I switch to if I switched off of the Glory Hole Secrets?
hopefully we'll never see that day. You know, that day that you would give up on the Glory Holes.
I know. But if I had to give up on the Glory Holes, what would it be? And I started thinking of massage and the masseuse and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Then I started thinking, well, if I had a sex tape, what would that be?
Oh my God.
And then I started thinking, a bunch of sneaky freaks have a sex tapes. And if they don't, what do they think they'd want it to be like? Do you have one?
So I've never created a sex tape before. I've taken a picture of an ass before.
What?
I've taken one
Who's
picture
ass?
Of one ass of someone I was hooking up with.
And how did that go?
I think it went well. And quite honestly, I think it was a clothed ass.
Oh, that is not a sex tape.
No, but it was mid hookup.
Pulling,
you know,
down the pants?
I don't even know how it came about. I don't know why I don't know why that phone was nearby. I think it just dawned on me, wow, this is a very good view. I'd like to keep this cemented in my mind. And then I just took out a camera and took a picture of her ass.
Was this many years ago?
Many moons ago.
I mean, in my day, you weren't able to make sex tapes, really, because unless you brought out the old video camera and all that other stuff, it was harder to make it.
Which you've done.
It was. I did do that.
I know you fucking did that.
I did one. First of all, one
just
time,
one?
Well, no. One time with your father when we were on our honeymoon.
Oh, on the honeymoon.
Smoked. Yes. That's when you should do it, right?
I guess so. I guess it is that like the peak
well,
of your
I
sex?
Didn't. It wasn't a sex tape. It wasn't a sex tape. There was no way I had a video camera on my honeymoon.
Okay. So what was it?
It was a sex picture. It was like, you know, those Polaroids.
So what I've got going on.
But it was an actual naked picture of myself. It wasn't like, you know, someone's clothed ass. Anyway, so
at the
that
time,
picture
it was very erotic for me.
I think it should be. Yeah, sometimes wearing clothes is better than naked.
It looked great. Anyway, go on.
That was the end of that story. Okay, we smoked a lot of hash, took some
of course, the fucking
naked
hash.
Pictures.
Okay.
Hash under the glass. Everyone knows I like that.
The hash under the glass.
I have to do that again.
Jesus
I haven't done
Christ.
That enough.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always nice to know that my mother's doing hash under a fucking glass. Okay.
Well,
Mom.
It's better than some of the drugs that you take. You take hard drugs.
Oh, hard drugs. What is a hard drug?
For you, microdosing weed, that's hard for you.
Yeah, it is hard. Okay,
no,
Mom.
You've done some stuff.
I've done some stuff. Wait, but so just to finish his fucking point so we can move on. Eventually, the technology evolved, as did your sex tapes, correct?
First of all, there's no plural. There's one.
Just
second
one
of all,
fucking rogue tape that
second
I'm gonna have to destroy.
Second of all, your future brother-in-law wanted to take the camera, the only camera that he could play it on, and he's been driving me crazy to take it and use it, and I'm trying to say it, Noah, because that's the only tape, that's the only player that plays a sex tape. I don't want to tell him that. I just told every sneaky freak out there this.
Oh my fucking god! So are you gonna have to tell him no? You can't borrow this machine because I need it for. When are you ever gonna look at that tape again?
I know but a lot of times. I mean, some of the sneaky freaks wrote in that they actually use it as part of their sex. You know, their what's it
their
called again?
Place, the sex
script.
Stories.
Their sex script. Sex script as per
you.
Ian
Kerner. Look at you, sex fucking expert over there.
Damn straight I am, son. Anyway, so we haven't really looked at it again since probably 15 years ago when we first met, but it's out there somewhere.
I hope
in
it's
in
fucking...
a locked safe. No, it's somewhere locked safely up. And I hope that the first thing you do after I die is go into locked safe and burn that tape.
Mama, I'm ready to do that before you fucking die.
You're going to start looking, you're going to go rummaging through to see if you could find it. I don't like that.
I'm going to find that fucking tape.
Keep
and throw
your
it,
mitts.
And smash it into fucking bits and throw it over the balcony.
Keep your mitts off my sex tape.
Okay. All right, let's turn to the sneaky freaks and hear what they have to say to this question, okay? Once again, if you want to participate in the question of the week, all you got to do is give us a text. Here's our number, 310-356-3920. That's our number.
It's also in the show notes.
I almost said that's our sex line. That's our number. Give us a fucking text and we'll ask you a sneaky question of the week. And this week it's, if you were to make a sex tape, or if you had made a sex tape, what would it look like? First one out the gate is from Gene. Gene responds saying, "Do you really want to know, baby?" What a fuck.
Yes, we really do, baby.
Yeah, baby. I want to fucking know what your sex tape is like. What? You know he's targeting this to you. It's disgusting. Okay.
Who said that?
He's calling you baby.
Maybe he's talking to you.
No.
You're a little baby.
No. No, I know, Gene. He's a horny fuck. All right. Tony says, sex with your mom in space, traveling through the universe, floating sex. Have a great week. Fucking Tony.
I like that. Tony. That
the first two responses here are fucking huge hit-ons for you.
I like that.
Did you come up with this question so that people responded saying, oh, if I were to make a sex tape, it would involve you?
No, I had no idea that Tony would be thinking about me and like the juggernauts up in space.
You and Elon Musk in space?
Yeah. I wonder if Elon Musk does any kind of sex tape in space.
Oh,
he's crazy enough to do something.
He's a crazy motherfucker. He probably wants to get to Mars just to have he will definitely be the first to create a sex tape on Mars. Anyway, moving along. Lisa says, yes, I've filmed multiple times while fucking or sucking or being gone down on. It's been posted before online, but nothing with my face, and tattoos were photoshopped out, all with my significant other. Oh, wow. You know,
that's
this
my girl.
This
love
is
Lisa.
Interesting.
I love her.
It's a whole trend here to now we can actually share this with the world. And I don't know what people get out of that. I would never want that. I would never want to create a sex tape and then put it on online for other people to see. But some people like that. You would get into that.
I'm kind of an exhibitionist, I've determined.
I think you'd fucking be down with this.
You know what I heard when this whole, you know, video chat started, one of my neighbors got into like just being naked on camera and I don't know what was going on there, but meeting up with people that way. It's a whole meetup community.
People who get naked online?
Yeah.
What do you think they get out of it? I mean, we should just ask Lisa, but I imagine it's like, oh, you get off on the fact that other people are jerking off to you probably.
Or right? You just feel like it makes you horny just like to be naked on camera knowing people are watching you. I don't know that I really care that if they're jerking off. I prefer that if they don't. I just want them to focus on me.
What is it though? What is it that's arousing there?
It's an exhibitionist thing. Some people get into that. It's their kink.
Yeah. Remember we had Jupiter Slut on the show. Remember she had a whole
there you go
vlog with her masturbating daily. She said she got turned on by the
a year.
People, yeah.
And she also got turned on the fact of masturbating in public.
There's no hate, Lisa. I fully support you if you want to put these videos online. It's just I would be terrified, honestly. I don't know why, you know. It wouldn't turn me on the same way, I don't think.
I love that she photoshopped out the tattoos, but you never know. One you might have missed one angle was differently.
Oh, who's gonna find that? Who's gonna find that shit?
And by the way, it's normal and it's natural for people to have sex, so who gives a shit who sees it?
That's fair. That's very fair.
It's just society tells us we have to not show our bodies to the public and show our pleasure to the public. And, you know, go into the Handmaid's Tale.
You're right. I don't think I'd be so. Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. In theory, you're right. I think in practice, I think I'd be scared to put a sex tape out.
Of course. I'm not saying I would do it either. I'm just saying that in back in the caveman days, people were having sex, like walking down the street. And this
what
is kind of
what
the cave bear.
What streets walking are in down the caveman the, days?
Walking over the dirt road.
What
that
road?
Was paved by walking over the thorny bushes that you.
Yeah,
I don't
in a
know.
Thorn bush.
Wherever, maybe in their caves, they just went into the cave to do it. But in the Clan of the Cave Bear, which was a very erotic book that I read in the probably late 70s or something, she wrote like, you know, like a caveman would be walking by, see a cave lady, and just grab the cave lady and start butt fucking her, or any kind of fucking. It could be anal, oral, whatever.
Why is it butt fucking? Why is it? Why? There's no way she's like, oh yeah, the caveman grabbed the cave woman and started her butt fucking.
I don't know.
There's no way.
I'm going to write the sequel to the sequel. There were sequels of the Clan of the Cave Bear. And if any of you sneaky freaks read that book and thought it was erotic, let us know at the text line that we just gave you.
310-356-3920.
That's our text line. Text us.
All right. Claire says, good question. I have not made one so far, but if I were to, I would be concerned about it being leaked, so I would probably wear a ski mask. LOL. And I think in terms of...
there's a good idea.
That is a good idea. You could cover that shit up. And I think in terms of style, maybe like a massage situation, very sensual. I'm down. Claire, I would get in a fucking ski mask with you and have a massage style situation going on.
I knew you would. Or if it was yoga, you totally would.
Yeah, yoga, sex tape, anything with water, fucking water slide sex tape.
That's because you're a Pisces.
I'm a Pisces. Got to get that water going.
Let me tell you one other thing I just thought of, though. I have a birthmark on my leg.
Uh-huh.
And when I first met Deez, he said that he was watching porn and some girl had a birthmark on her leg, and it could have been the exact same location as my birthmark on my leg. Like he's thinking to himself, maybe I was that porn star. Yeah.
My God. All right.
See, moving I could on. Never do a sex tape if I didn't want it out there because everybody now knows that I have a birthmark on my leg.
You think you're the only one who has a fucking birthmark on your leg?
The size you're of my birthmark?
You just you
It's
just
a large talked, birthmark.
You just talked about the fucking porn star birthmark.
I know. So the two of us are, you know, one of the minority of birthmarks in porn.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Let's keep going with the sneaky freaks.
Okay, speaking of water, this is unbelievable. James says, if I had a movie budget, we would see a large fishing vessel rocking on the misty ocean swells. Suddenly, on deck, an entire crew of women would be yelling commands to each other in order to haul in the net, each a beauty but dogged with smears of dirt and sweat upon the skin. Clothing rugged and worn, smiles of satisfaction cross their faces as the net spills out its contents, only to tune stoic momentarily. Camera focused on a merman as he stands silent on the iron deck, a muscled body with thin, slightly bleeding scratches and brushing evident. The closest deckhand wastes no time and approaches him, grasping him firmly at the wrist with one hand, only to gently, tenuously, and purposely run her fingers down his long, delicate fin, tracking the length of his arm. With a quick nod and a subtle light display across his skin, the union has been accepted. I love that this is consensual. As the two walk away, the crew gets back to setting the nets for a new catch. The camera pans through the bunks, each one containing colorful scales, loving displayed with sounds of unabashed sex, filling the corridors. Underwater scene.
Wait, who is this? Who is this? Who wrote this?
This is James, the fucking novelist.
James, the screenwriter. I didn't know there were mermen because I'm thinking of the Little Mermaid. It seemed like there was only like regular men.
Oh yeah,
and the Little Mermaid.
No, mermen. We're talking
mermen.
Yeah,
in James's world, they seem like they're very, very much a leader of the pack.
They're a leader of the planet who was wanted by all the mermaids. I don't know if they're women. Mermaids. I think they're just women. It's kind of like a reverse Little Mermaid situation, I'm thinking.
Right.
It's like kind of a gangbang reverse Little Mermaid. James.
Splashing away in the water.
Splish, splashing, froth, and bubbles spiraling. He goes on with a whole nother underwater scene.
Well, I will personally post that on our Patreon page. If you guys want to join our Patreon,
It's
patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom. I will post James's story on that page and you can all read it and find out what happens. We're going to leave you up in a lurch.
James's sex tape script is, my God, this is the most well-written thing I've read in a long time.
It literally is better than some of the novels that I read that are Pulitzer Prize winners. So much detail. So much attention to the minute detail.
Yep. We got some haterade coming. Do you want me to skip over this? Do you want me to actually share the hate?
Yeah. Share the hate. Why not? Because we had enough love from James and the rest of the crew, Lisa.
Okay. Victor says, I don't think you guys even care about your listeners' answers. It seems like you guys just can't get enough of yourselves by just telling your stories. They expect us to have fulfilled our indulgences by seeing a cougar that reminds me of an episode of Naked Attraction.
Naked Attraction? What's that?
I'm so lost by the whole answer, Victor. The whole haterade, the whole fucking accusation that we don't care about our listeners' answers. Eat my ass.
Eat my ass while you're eating his ass. Eat both of our asses, okay? Fuck off.
Yeah, we love your responses.
Tell me how you really feel.
This is honestly the highlight of our weeks that we get to chat with you guys. So thank you to everyone who is. How can we not be loving the like an answer like James's, and not to mention all the rest that have opened up to us. No, we love this.
All right, let me tell you something. Mm. If someone feels threatened or insecure or upset with their life, sometimes the way they feel better is by lashing out at a mother-son comedy duo that talks about sex.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's all.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
At Best Western, we can't promise you the perfect family beach vacation. We can't promise that it won't rain, or that you won't get a sunburn, or that your family won't endearingly call you Lobster Mom for weeks afterward. What we can promise is a warm welcome and a comfortable room amidst all the joyful chaos. Lobster Mom. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western, with over 4,200 hotels worldwide.
Gino writes, while hiking with a lady friend in Red Rock Canyon outside Las Vegas, she knew of some secluded spots. When we got up in the rocks and off trail for our lunch stop, the wife and I got rather frisky and amorous. With our lady friend handy, I passed her my phone and we got some rather steamy photos and video. We're big fans of the outdoors, outdoor sex, and exhibitionism. One of these days, we look forward to taking more photos and videos in nature. Wow.
Beautiful. That's what I'm talking about, Cam.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Exhibitionism, even if you're not even showing it to anybody.
Yeah.
Just out there.
You liked it.
I bet you Tom, of course, probably has outdoor footage somewhere of himself swinging like a Tarzan in the tree.
You know what? Tom did give us an answer. You want me to read it?
Yeah, please.
Tom says, Tom, for the new Sneaky Freak listeners, is our elder statesman. He is the wisest and oldest of all the Sneaky Freak listeners that we have, and he's the most, you'll see. He says he's never made a sex tape, actually, but if it did...
I'm shocked, Tom.
Well...
I'm not that shocked, because Tom is older than I am, and I just explained that we didn't have any kind of... equipment accessible.
Exactly.
I just thought of something. Hold that thought about Tommy, because I just thought of something.
Oh boy.
I came up with this idea with Deez that at one point we would go and we would record people and make sex tapes for them as a business.
Mom, it's called fucking porn.
What? No, it was like just for themselves. You know, just like amateur, whatever. But, you know, like if you're recording your own, you got to put it on a tripod and hope that you're in frame. But if you have someone else recording it, you pay him for the discretion so that you have these sex tapes.
It's pretty good. We did get a lot of people complaining, saying that it's really hard to get third person video. And most of the time it has to be POV point
of
view.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. All right. So go back to Tom, the elder statesman.
The elder statesman says, never made a sex tape, but if I did, it would be FFM, female-female-male, threesome, in which all are equally into each other. Average folks, blemishes and all, and a bit mature. The females would have different body types, but I want one very trimmed with large hanging labia, and the other could be bushy. the other could be bushy. Lots of oral, everyone giving and receiving, sex toys including a strap-on that gets used on all, lots of uber lube, the females have multiple orgasms, the tape ends with the male leaving a cream pie in one that the other female laps up. Lights, camera, action.
Oh wow. Boy.
Wow, Tom.
You little sneaky old freak, you.
Tom, you are inspiring. I mean, the open-mindedness that he has with all this stuff. I love that.
Yeah.
He's into you know, different trimmings, different styles, different different labia. He's into the strap-on that gets used on all giving and receiving. I love it all. I love it all. I love that he's not threatened by them being into each other. It's great. You're an inspiration,
Tom. I mean, we have so many here that either we save them for next week or we just go boom, boom, boom.
Maybe we get two more in. How about that?
Okay.
Okay.
And Denise, then the rest I could put on, I could put them on Patreon if maybe.
All right. Maybe use your tech skills, mother.
I'll just do a screenshot.
All right. All right. Denise says, for the record, we'll anonymize all of these if we do this. Okay. Moving on.
Oh, now you're going to, now you added a new dimension.
Oh, God. Okay,
I'll
Denise.
I'll print it out. I'll X them out.
Oh, my God.
I know what to do.
Denise says, I was drunk and my boyfriend at the time was very high. We both looked so out of it that it was hard to watch and not at all sexy. I could see this happening. I actually could see this happening to you with the hash and all that shit.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah. I understand that. It's not sexy to see someone fucking fucked up out of their mind having sex.
Just so you know, the one sex tape I had, I don't think I've ever watched it again.
It might not even record it.
It might easily or could record some part of my body that is not remotely sexual. Like my leg or something, or my foot.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Last one. Bronson. Bronson says, the wife and I have a ton of videos. We started our own free-to-watch Pornhub channel. We have anything from large bad dragon dildos, cock sleeves, cream pies, yoga swing, eat her out, and fisting. Pretty good overall, well-rounded selection. P.S. P.S. If you or all the wonderful sneaky freaks want to check out our kinky lives, feel free to search Pornhub for Ximation. That's Ximation. That's their profile. Ximation. Thank you, Bronson.
And he's giving it away for free.
Giving it away right for free. I mean, this is fascinating to me. I don't want to sound like I'm against this exhibitionism, but it is something foreign to me. Maybe I'll get into it. My sex interests are so fucking, you know, evolving. Maybe one day I'm going to be excited by this, but right now it seems so far away from what I'd want to do.
Not me. I'm thinking everything but the fisting sounded good.
The large bad dragon dildos?
No, maybe that would not be something. I'd have to go through one by one and tell them yes, no, maybe.
Okay, large bad dragon dildos.
No.
Cock sleeves.
What's a cock sleeve? Is it a rubber? Condom?
I think it's kind of like a fleshlight. I don't know what the fucking cock sleeve is.
All right, go on.
Cream pies?
Eh.
Yoga swing?
Yoga swing.
Yoga swing you're in?
Yeah.
Eat her out?
Possibly.
And fisting.
And what?
Fisting.
Fisting's out. What about you? And any of them sound good to you?
Yoga swing, I'd be down.
All right. Yoga swing it is.
I could also maybe large bad dragon dildos.
How large do you think a bad dragon dildo is?
I have no idea. I honestly don't know what a large bad dragon dildo is, and I would research it right now, but I'm in this recording studio, and I just feel like I shouldn't be searching that on this professional recording space.
Yeah, don't. Yeah.
Might never be able to record here again.
Yes. Anyway. Well, thank you all very much for this part one of possibly a series of fantasies or realities of doing your own sex tape.
Love it. Love it. Thank you guys so much. We love you all. And just for the record, I don't want to yuck anyone's yum over here. I'm fully supportive of all of you embracing your own fucking freaky ass ways of pleasure. I'm fully into that.
Of course.
All right.
So Cam, what's going on in your little Spanish speaking country life?
Oh boy, I had an experience. I'm almost like ashamed to tell you about this experience because I know you're just not gonna.
Oh my God.
Let me live this down. So
I cannot wait. I have to hear it.
All right, so I've been on Bumble. I met a girl. We've been kind of going on some dates, and
that's awesome.
So the first real date we had, I surprised her, and I made this whole wonderful evening together. It was great. Okay, we went to like a dinner and a show. It was awesome. That was after
Let me ask you, quick question. Yeah. Had you been conversing with her?
We were conversing.
Or did you just go right to?
No, we were conversing. Then we had like a quick hangout. And then this was like the first real date, you know, once we passed the test. Okay, so we did the dinner and the show. It was a slamming success. So
it's very good.
The next one, she wants to reciprocate. Okay?
Okay.
And so she plans this whole evening for us.
Okay.
But it's a Monday, and a lot of the things that she had planned were closed. So she like planned a bunch of restaurants. They were all closed. So we end up in a great restaurant. But then she was planning an activity after the restaurant for us to do. And all of the things that she had in mind were also closed or sold out. So she ended up at the last minute buying tickets to a show, a theater show. So she's like, it's kind of a gamble in terms of if you're going to like this, but we'll just go. She's like, do you want to know just in case beforehand what this is? And I was like, no, I'm easy. Surprise me. I'm going to like anything.
Wait, time out. You're easy?
Easy peasy. Okay?
Easy peasy, go
I
with
like
the
everything,
okay.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So we get dropped off at this theater, walk in. I'm fucking pumped. I feel like it's my birthday. Someone's planning a fucking whole evening for us. It's great.
Yeah, it's nice.
The signs for the seat are all in Spanish, so I don't know what the fuck is going on. I mean, I can speak some Spanish, but I don't have a sense for what really this theater is all about. So I'm trying to guess what this is. You know, there's a line there of people of all ages. We got some kids, we got some older people, and I mentioned this to
her. Did you think it might be a clown show?
I literally said, is this a clown show? And she's like, no, it's not a clown show. And I was like, okay. And we go inside, and I could see she's a little trepidatious. She's like, I really hope you're going to like this. I'm like, well, why wouldn't I like this? We get inside the theater. This is a black box theater. We sit down, and the vibe is kind of off right from the start. Like, people are kind of like, the vibe is weird. They're like kind of stern. The people are kind of not in like a very jovial mood. There's like a tenseness in the air, and people are kind of like, you know, they're kind of like huddled into the rows, like. And I'm sitting down. I'm seeing like, oh,
God, I feel like this is like a, you know what I think this is like, a Squid Games kind of thing. You're making me freaked out.
So I start looking around at the set, and the set, it's got like these industrial lights. It kind of looks like you're in like a dark, like a mine or something like that. I don't know. Something kind of like out of the 70s or something. And it's, they're flat, they're kind of flickering, like clearly unstable electricity. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh my God.
And then there's
Can I just say your fight or flight response is probably on fire right now. I could just imagine you looking for the exits.
And I'm looking around, I'm seeing the props. There's like little like mounds of like, I don't know, like debris or like suitcases, some like kind of freaky furniture type shit. And there's like trash bags hanging from the sides. Like what
can I interrupt? Were there chairs for you to sit on?
Yeah, it's like a black box theater. So I'm just looking down at this set, right? We're very close. It's kind of small theater, maybe like 40 people or something. Okay. And then the music starts playing, and it's like kind of haunting music. It's like, ooh, and I'm like, the fuck is about to happen? And I turned to her and I was like, what are we in for over here? Is this like a haunted house? And she goes, yeah, this is, I didn't know if you're going to like the genre. And I'm like, what's the genre? And she's like, it's horror. I'm like, horror? Oh. We're about to experience a horror play? And she's like, yeah, are you okay with that? And I was like, I don't like horror. I don't like horror.
I don't even like a scary movie.
I can't do scary movies. I'm like, how scary is this? And she goes, it's supposed to be like really scary. The acting's supposed to be like incredible. And I'm like, she goes, it got great reviews. And I was like, oh, this is a bad idea. I was like, dude. She goes, it's a bad idea. I go, yeah. I go, do you like horror? She goes, no. I go, you don't like horror?
Oh,
she goes,
then
no.
Why are you guys there?
I go, let's get the fuck out of here. Suddenly the show starts. Let me back up. First I see someone start approaching us, like going up the aisle that clearly is in costume. It looks like someone from like Stranger Things. Like this kind of
this is like an interactive horror show.
I asked her, I go, is this interactive? And she goes, it might be. And I was like, oh no. And then someone fucking runs from the back of the theater to the front of the theater, like through one of the trash bags.
Was that person you?
No, it's one of the actors. And they make like this horrifying sound as they go. And I was like, that's it. We're out. We gotta go. I get up, I fucking crouch, sit my ass down, and just start going. I'm thinking she's right behind me. I guess she didn't expect me to go that fast. I didn't give her enough warning, I guess. She just grabs our drinks. She comes out. The audience starts laughing. The audience literally starts laughing at us.
Because probably like a 5-year-old is sitting there going, this is cool. And you're like out of there.
Out of it. Fucking out of there. She was out of there. She was so nervous. She left her fucking phone in there. I guess she just wasn't expecting to evacuate so quickly. We get to the fucking door of the theater. I'm trying to find. It's pitch dark. I can't find the fucking.
One of the funniest things I ever could think could happen to you.
I can't find the handle to get out. I almost start pounding on the door of the theater to let me out. I'm having a full-blown panic attack. I finally push our way out of the door. The people at the bar outside look at us like we're fucking nuts. They're like, what happened in there? It hasn't even started yet. And we're like, we got too scared. And she was like, does this happen? And she's like, they're like, yeah, it actually does. A lot of times people do end up leaving, but usually not this early into the fucking show.
Not this early.
Oh my God. We laughed so goddamn hard. But that was definitely a memorable date. Oh my God.
Thank God she was cool. And she was also a little timida. Is it timida?
Timida? Yeah, she's not so timida, but she doesn't like horror. And my God, if she liked horror, I would have been so far fucked. I would have had a full-blown panic attack.
That's what I'm saying.
Just the whole setup. Mom, I could be in a clown show, and sometimes I have panic. Like,
I've been with you when the fire alarm went off and you leaped over like 12 rows of seats in a movie theater.
That's right. It was exactly like, I know. I felt the exact same thing with this girl when I just fled. And she was like, you just left me there. It was like, I thought we were on the same page. Like, we were talking. I was like, we got to go. I felt bad. And I apologized.
I could tell her this is what happens when you get in your fight or flight mode. It's all for one, not one for all.
No, that is so not true. That is so not true. At the fire alarm, I told you there's a fire alarm going off. We need to evacuate. And you resisted. So I fucking left.
Resisted? How did I resist? As you tell me the fire alarm is going off, you literally visibly leapt over the seat in front of us and started cruising out the exit sign. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? Where is he?
In my mind, there was more of a lead up to that. Anyway,
there was no lead up.
Moving
forward, the fire alarm went off and you were out of there.
Moving forward, I will try to maintain myself a little bit longer and inform the person if I'm about to flee a date. Oh my God.
That's a very good idea. Because I think a couple episodes ago, or I know we've talked about this before, when you had a date that took you to like a haunted house type of setup.
I don't do well. I got to make a disclaimer before any surprise dates. Like if they're going to plan it.
Yeah, put that in your Bumble profile.
There's nothing scary. We could do anything. The only thing that's off limits are horror, haunted houses, that type of genre. No, none of that shit.
What about horror movies?
No horror movies. No horror TV shows. No horror, like, little
books. You get scared of, like, you know, Breaking Bad or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Stephen King.
Anyway, that's my fucking update over here. I'm getting fucking freaked out, abandoning dates.
I can't even imagine a worse set of circumstances for you to be on a date.
I was just so optimistic, and I was like, this is going to be great. And I'm looking around, I'm like, oh, there are kids here. We're going to have a good time. This is going to be so much fun.
It's like when you're going on a scary ride.
And then it changed so fast. It just all registered all at once. And I was like, oh, no. We got to go.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Mother, what's going on in your life?
Well, wait, this is the highlight of your life? Nothing else happened?
That was a pretty memorable experience.
I thought you were going to talk about how you went to Iguazu Falls.
No, it was boring.
Oh, okay. Well, my life is anything but boring lately. Let me just explain why.
Oh, boy.
I just went to the bathroom in Deez's bathroom. We each have our own bathroom. My bathroom has scented candles, and it's got little Buddha statues. It's very peaceful. His looks like he's a 90-year-old in a hospital.
Oh, no.
We have a rollabout. We've got a wheelchair. We've got a walker. We've got a shower seat that he sits on when he takes a shower. This is all because he broke his ankle. But now, if that wasn't bad enough, he starts getting pain last Saturday night, and it turns into a full-blown kidney stone.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And he's always saying, oh, Cam's going to help me out if I ever get sick. Well, Cam was nowhere to be found. He just had little old me.
Oh, no. So he wakes you up in the middle of the night?
I said, let's go to the hospital at like 4 p.m. Nope. Too macho. Not going to the hospital.
He knew early that he was having an issue with the penis.
He had a little blood in his urine. I'm like, that's a kidney stone if I've ever seen one.
Really?
Anyway, I didn't see it. I just say if the symptoms were the telltale sign is a little blood in the urine when you're peeing, a little difficulty, a little burning.
Oof.
Anyway, he, of course, immediately wanted to go into, I think I have cancer.
Oh,
I think
no.
I've got kidney disease, all this other stuff. Anyway, I'm just going to go right to the meat of the matter. It's at 3 a.m, he wakes me up, doubled over in pain. Oh. Crawling on the garage floor. I said, you got to take him to the hospital. He couldn't get in the car, so we call an ambulance. Paramedics come. They put him in a gurney, and he's writhing in pain. He can't even, he's like sweating. He's dripping. His snot's coming out of his nose. It was the worst pain he's ever endured in his life. He claims it's worse than childbirth, but I don't get how people say that when how does one know what childbirth feels like? But anyway, wow. I digress. He refuses to go with the ambulance because they were going to take him to the same hospital where he just broke his ankle and had to wait 8 hours for.
Oh, wow.
So instead of going to that hospital, he finds out there's another one because your soon-to-be brother-in-law had been there. And he tells the ambulance, forget it, I'm not going with you.
What?
So we got out. He doubled over in pain. We went over. I got to the garage. I zoomed in the dark at 3 a.m. over to take him to the emergency room.
Look at you, the hero.
Yeah. Hero. I had no choice. What was I going to do? There was no, again, fight or flight. You got to do what you got to do when you got to do it. I could barely see straight and I had taken a sleeping pill. It wasn't the ideal situation.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Anyway, needless to say, he got two shots of morphine, felt great, passes out. Nobody comes and tells me that he's sleeping. And I'm waiting at between 3 and 5 in the emergency room wondering what the hell's going on here. Finally, I just got up and left. Anyway, I told him, take an Uber back because I'm done with this nurse thing. And, the next day, he passed the stone. We took a strainer and he passed it.
Oh, God.
Three millimeter kidney stone.
Oh.
Yep, my life. This is basically, I thought when I'm dating a younger guy, much younger guy, that he's going to be taking care of me. And it seems like it's completely reversed. I take him to the colonoscopy.
Oh my God.
It's crazy.
So
next time I got to go even younger. I may have to go after a guy younger than you, Kim.
No. Yeah, at this point.
After 21-year-old guys that hopefully don't have kidney stones.
I already started making a list. I made a doctor's appointment a month from now. Just immediately. I have a feeling I'm going to need to see the doctor when I get back to the U.S. I don't even have the reasons why yet. I just said I need to just make it because I know I'm going to have stuff to share with him. So the first thing on the list. I made a list. The first thing on the list is dull pain in the ball when aroused. What the fuck is that about?
Wait, say what did you do?
Dull ball pain when aroused. I don't like that. I don't like that feeling.
Maybe you could go with these to the urologist together. You both can go in there with that.
Going in. Anyway, is that the highlight of what's going on in your life, Mother?
It's not necessarily the highlight, although I did get approached by a prince on TikTok.
Really?
I think it's a time.
It's a time for hit on or shit on. Hit on or shit on is a segment of the show where we look at your wonderful comments, your DMs, and we determine, is this a hit on or is this a shit on? Mother, what do we got this week?
Oh, my goodness. Where do we start?
Well, probably with this who is this? A prince that hit on you?
The prince hit on me.
What did he say?
And by the way, this is not the first prince who's hit on me. You know, we had a prince of Morocco when you were in college who also hit on me. This is a prince from Dubai.
Mom,
he said, greetings.
How do you know that this is the actual prince of Dubai?
I did a deep dive on YouTube and I found some YouTube videos and he was skydiving, doing all kinds of crazy things.
Yeah, but
wants me for his
you
harem.
You don't think this is a fake account?
No, I don't.
Really?
He looks like the real deal. People are following him.
Yeah, but it's because someone took pictures of this prince and put it on this fucking account.
Well, just in case, he said, greetings from the Crown Prince of the United Arab Emirates.
How do you Emirates. Say
it? Sounds like hemorrhoids.
Emirates. Come on.
It sounded like hemorrhoids of Dubai. So I wrote back, hello, how are you?
Mom.
I didn't get anything in response yet.
First of all, you're getting catfished right now. This guy's got 8,467 followers. No, I'm sorry. He's following 8,467 people, and he's only followed by 2,500 people.
That's not a lot, too.
No, that's not a lot. And also,
you have to rain on my parade.
His name is Prince Hamdan Faza 111. No, this is not the fucking Prince of Dubai, man. The fuck is it?
I thought it was the Prince of Dubai.
You should not engage with this guy. It's very disturbing. Jesus Christ, you have to look out. You know, usually with the older parents, you got to look out if they're getting catfished by like someone in Nigeria who's trying to like tell them that they need money and all that shit. With you, I have to look out for someone thirst trapping you on fucking TikTok over here. What the fuck is that?
Well, we did get other comments here.
All right, so that's a hit on.
That was a hit on. Then we got someone saying, y'all corny. Is that a hit on or a shit on?
I don't think that's a hit on. I think that's a shit on. Y'all corny?
I agree.
They can fuck off.
What about this one? WTF, what the fuck is wrong with people? This is his mother, .. question mark. I would say that that's a shit on, but you know, those are the kind of people we want to convert to understanding that there's a There's a time and a place for this.
Okay. It's solely right here.
Right here on TikTok. And then another person, CT, commented, "What the fuck?" Again, a shit on. Nobody seems to understand that we have a purpose.
What is the purpose? We
have a mission.
What is it?
You know what it is. Well, why are you acting like you don't know what it is? It's to make the uncomfortable comfortable. And apparently these people like CT did not want to be comfortable.
They're still uncomfortable by it.
And then here's one from Mr. Jason. He says, "Will her face ever move? Or has it moved in the past?"
Oh, God. Mr. Jason.
Is my face not moving?
Mr. Jason, you stepped on a landmine. I'm sorry that you did this.
What the hell is wrong? Everybody has to comment on my dead eyes, which someone recently said was actually a hit on, to have dead eyes. That means I'm not giving a shit about people, but that's probably not. Or my frozen face, which I don't understand. What's frozen about my face? Does my face look frozen?
No, I don't think your face looks frozen. I think this Mr. Jason is a piece of shit. Who even, if you have this thought, you keep it to yourself, you motherfucker.
Motherfucker is right. That's a shit on. Here's someone who says, "Hello, I'm a huge fan of yours. Can I get an old lady as a friend with benefits, maybe?"
All right, that's a shit. That's a hit on.
What the hell is that?
That's a hit on.
I like the way he says, "Maybe."
Maybe.
An old lady.
Yeah.
He wants an old lady as a friend with benefits, maybe.
Yeah. Do we have one more that we can share, Mom?
I got one that's revolting that says, "I want you. Hey, cougar. I'm in love with you. I want to fuck you so bad. Can I have you?"
I'm seeing. What is that? I'm hearing a lot of hit-ons over here for you.
Oh, okay. Well, what about, is this Jill Biden? I'm a frozen face that looks like Jill Biden?
It's not good.
She's got like 20 years on me.
That's not good.
And then Skater Boy says, "Wish you were my mom." I like that one.
That's a sweet one.
That's a hit on, I guess. One more. "Hi, I would love to give you a serenade with my guitar and voice in order to admire your beauty because you look so lovely."
It seemed like they wrote it twice, that exact message, and then changed from lovely to adorable at one point.
Yeah, that's what I like.
And that is our segment of Hit On or Shit On. Thank you all for your wonderful comments. I think a lot of them are just shit ons or hit ons to my mother. So let's hope the next week the quotients is a bit different. Mom, is it time for Mom's News?
Yes. Mom's News.
Mom's News.
Mom's News. Mom's News.
Mom, is it time for Mom's News?
Mom's News.
Mom's News. Mom's News is the segment of the show where my mother shares earth-shattering, groundbreaking, need-to-know info. What do we got this week, Mother?
U.S. woman 56 gives birth to her own granddaughter, a spiritual experience.
The fuck?
I was just wondering about this. How can that be, right? A U.S. woman has become a grandmother for the fifth time in the most unusual ways. Nancy Hawk, 56, from Utah, gave birth to her own granddaughter, Hannah, last week. She offered to be a surrogate for her son, Jeff, and his wife, Cambria.
Wow.
Who, after a traumatic birth, led to her daughter-in-law undergoing life-saving hysterectomy. Everything went perfectly. We are so blessed. I'm not going to go into the details of this. Yes. So they had to give her a bunch of hormones, and she gave birth to her granddaughter, which I find very generous. And I was wondering, is that something that you think that you would want me to do for you?
Yeah, I would like you to give birth to my daughter.
Because, unfortunately, I had a hysterectomy as well, so I don't know how I would be able to do that for you or your siblings.
Well,
but
that's,
I put
that's
it
a
out
big
there.
Shame.
I put it out there.
It's a huge shame. I'm very, very sad to hear that. Wow, that's wild. So she wasn't, the grandmother wasn't the one that had the hysterectomy. It's the daughter that had the hysterectomy, so she
obviously
took over.
Obviously, Cam. Yeah.
But how is she having this child at 56? That's pretty fucking old.
Okay, so she started hormone treatments in January, injecting herself every day for 12 weeks with the help of her husband, Jason, 59. And the fertilized embryo was then transferred into her, and she became pregnant with Hannah.
Unbelievable. And why does she think it's a spiritual experience?
Well, I think it would be kind of weird, and but then I guess she was a little saddened at the end there because she had to, you know, you bond with this baby in utero, and then you give birth, and then you got to give it to your kids.
That's wild. That's fucking crazy.
And that's our segment of Mom's News.
Thank you very much for that. Mom's News.
Mom's News.
We've come to the, I would say, the most life-changing part of the show. The part of the show that makes you, you know, tremble with excitement. The part of the show that makes your heart palpitate a little bit and makes you feel like you're in a horror film. It's Cam's Uppers.
Cam's Uppers is the place for me. Fun living is the life. I see. By the way, I make those words up at each time.
I know. I realize that. Well, how do you not know those words at this point?
I don't know. I like to change it up a little. Okay, mix it up because Cam's News is
Go ahead. First of all, it's Cam's Uppers. Cam's Uppers is a segment of the show where I share something that's near and dear to my heart that my mother typically finds
boring.
Or
invigorating.
Or
stifling.
Okay. It's Cam's Uppers.
What do we got?
What do we got this week? Well, I'm trying not to be a perfectionist with my mental state. This is my new intention.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I've figured out another
thing. It's a lofty goal.
Yeah, because, you know, when, and I kind of experienced this at Iguazu Falls, when you're in such a beautiful experience, if anyone doesn't know what Iguazu Falls is, it's like these amazing waterfalls at the border of Paraguay, Brazil, and Argentina.
And with rainbows.
It's unbelievable with rainbows and everything. And I was there, but I was sleep deprived and I couldn't fully take in, like my mental state wasn't absorbing how I wanted it to absorb this gorgeous beauty.
Right. Were you getting irritated?
I was getting irritated with my own brain almost, even though I had drank coffee.
I was wondering if you got intimidated by your fellow travelers.
No, everyone was having their own experience. It didn't involve them. It was my own awareness that, like, and this happened once with you, actually. We went to a Fleet Foxes concert and we were like third row center and I just got off on a plane where I was working as a consultant and I was just a shell of a man. I was completely sleep deprived again and I just couldn't take in the beauty. And the more beautiful the concert became, the more pain I was in because I was like, why can't I absorb this? Why can't I absorb it? You know what I'm saying?
You know, I remember that concert distinctly because I went in the bathroom and got high and didn't tell your brother or you that I had done that.
You know, it would have helped had I gotten high, I think. In both situations, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, you don't know until you're in it. But anyway, it's an interesting thing to realize how important your mental state is. And it's interesting to know that there are times where you just need to kind of be like, okay, you know what? It's okay that you're not in the best mental condition right now. It's okay. Your life choices are not that poor. You know, you enjoy this as much as you can, and then that'll be that. So that was, I'm trying to do more of that self-loving talk. That's Cam's Uppers.
Yeah. That was pretty good. I hear you. I had a similar situation when I went to the play yesterday, and I'm trying not to focus on my discomfort in the seat and things like that. You just want to focus on play.
Exactly. Yeah. We're in meditation.
You got to let that stuff go.
Meditation could help with that. I think getting more present, you know?
Yep. Absolutely.
Which is why we recommend going to calm.com/sneaky and getting, I think it's 40% off a Calm premium subscription.
I agree. You really learn from it. I remember we went to a beach one time and there was some kids screaming in the water and I was getting irritated, but you're like, why don't you just think of it as part of the whole experience?
Oh, that's nice.
Hearing the beach, the waves, and the kids screaming. I was ready to take my hand and shove it up the kids. No, I'm just kidding.
All right.
But well, I understand what you're saying.
We've reached the end of the show, Mother.
Oh my goodness. We had so much to talk about. Yes. So many great stories to hear. So many sex tapes to watch.
Thank you all so much for all your responses. We love you so much. And we're grateful to be able to do this because of your support.
And thank you also for following us on TikTok. We had a 300-person uptick on TikTok this week. Less than a week.
That's your doing,
So it's
Mother.
TikTok. Go find Sex Talk with My Mom on TikTok. I think you guys will really find all these little clips so fun. And they're like 5 seconds each, but they really make me laugh.
And thank you to all of our Patreon supporters. If you're enjoying this show, please consider giving us a monthly gift at patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom. It really helps us out and allows us to record in this awesome studio space.
And as evidenced by today's declaration, I will be posting stuff on Patreon that you can't get anywhere else.
That's right. Well, we love you all. I love you, Moot.
I love you too, son. And I should say adios, a biento.
A biento.
A biento. It might be French. Anyway, and let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and having a boyfriend with a lot of disease.
Wow. Wow. That might have been the best one yet. Great job. We love you all.
We love you
guys.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.